Right, boys, we need to get to the Hawks last night because the Gold Coast Suns had more than 100 disposals than them. It was absolutely convincing. Let's have a listen to the coach, Sam Mitchell, who was dirty on the loss. 53 points they went down. And as you can hear, sent a clear message that he wants a response on the track this week. This is Sam Mitchell.
Our ball handling, our handball skills, I think we had, you know, we had 35 ineffective handballs out of 100. Their pressure was good, but we just have to be better than that. We can't play AFL football against aspiring finals teams and cough up the ball the way we did, lose contests the way we did. You're just not going to be able to compete against anyone the way we played tonight, and that's just completely unacceptable way to play, and we should be past games like that. They were really good, but that's as bad as we've played in a long time. I think we play Sunday next week, so we get an extra day. We've had a couple of six-day breaks, so the training has been on the lighter side, but I think we're probably going to have to ramp a few things up during the week, and if we lose one, if we get a corky or something like that, then we probably have to accept that, because if we can't play with the physicality that we did tonight and expect to be competitive.
So one player had more than 20 possessions for the Hawks. That's Carl Amon. I don't know what's happened to Jai Newcombe. The whole midfield was absolutely handed to him. Jai Walpole's been the standout. He had 14 possessions last night. But Ginnivan, 13. McDonald, 13. Weddle, who looks a very good player, is at 12 possessions. As I said, Newcombe, 10. What on earth is happening to the Hawks, Stevie?
The worry is that they're only missing probably four of their players in the starting 22. They're missing Mitch Lewis, Bruce, Day, who's important, and CJ. So you'd expect them to be playing better. I think Sam Mitchell come out and said that as well. They're putting games into these younger players. But the question mark for me is which player on their list has actually improved so far this season?
I can think of one.
Weddle?
Yep.
Maybe?
Mm.
Any other nominations?
D'Ambrosio, I think, has been a good pickup. Yep. And Ginnivan's probably surprised me as well. So but I'd give those two ticks.
You'd expect him to do what he's done.
Yeah.
Yep. Apart from that, like, you look over their team, I don't think there's anyone that stands out. You'd say,
Warple would be
winning
their best
this
and fairest. Yeah, they've been Mitching.
He's a previous best and fairest.
Yeah. Yeah, so he's been a good player. But you called this, Joey. I mean, you said this 2 years ago. We all of a sudden, we fell in love with the Hawks and the style and the brand and the attacking. You know, Kane Corns has been very bullish on Sammy Mitchell and what he's been doing over the journey. But you said that this was going to take a lot longer than we were all talking about. We got Tasmania coming in, and they're probably still a little light on, particularly in the back end where they missed out on Asava Radigalia and Benny Mackay last year.
Yeah, I never really drank the Kool-Aid on the Hawthorn hype train that was going on sort of 12, 18 months ago. I'm not sure where it started. I know they had a couple of terrific wins against two grand finalists, but the body of work over the last sort of two and a bit years now under Sam Mitchell, they're still miles off. I mean, the amount of losses they've had by 50-plus points, the amount of times they've been heavily scored against, it's still one of the worst defences in the competition over the last 2 years, only behind West Coast and North Melbourne. And then we sort of all presume that these early draft picks are going to be good players, but you've still got to see it. So right at this moment, Josh Ward is still one you're not sure about, top 10 pick. He's a nice player, but what level is he going to get to? Cam McKenzie, a lot of hype. Haven't quite seen it yet.
We like Day.
I mean, yeah, Day's going to be a beauty. Day and Newcombe were the two that you really thought you could build around. There's just still a lot of big question marks about this list, Days. I also think they're a fair way off.
So where does the blame lie? For performances like that, is it the players? Do they take responsibility for what they produced? Is it lying with the coaches and the coaching staff for not getting them up so they weren't ambushed like that? And being in this position before at Carlton, I tell you what isn't the answer. Going out and getting flogged on the training track.
What do you mean by that?
Well, the anxiety that these players would have right now, knowing that whenever they walk in the doors, there's an expectation that they're going to have to genuinely punch on at training. Go in there and it's going to be contested footy. You know, it's round six coming up. They're going to be sore enough. If they do lose one, as said by the coach, we don't really care if we lose another player with a corky because of bad attitude and we're going to have a crack on the training track. That just puts the whole team at more risk, and they're probably going to produce a worse performance. You can have the same conversations and change your mindset through a review process, but that should be 2 or 3 days, and then you've got to find positivity. You have to get this group believing that they are good enough. You've got to be selling the message that, hey, this is a one-off. We'll accept that. If it happens again, maybe then bring your mouth guards. But I don't like the, it's not 1992, but we need to move forward.
And that was the concern from the performance last night. It did look like a team that are just starting to lose belief, and they're starting to not really buy into whatever they've been training and whatever Sam Mitchell's been telling them. That's the concern, because it still is only round five. And if you start getting defeated and deflated, Daisy, we've both been in teams that have been like that, it makes it a long year. And it makes it very difficult.
People just start to go to self, because that's the problem that becomes, and then they start losing by more. You worry about your own position first. So instead of playing a team role and you know you've had six touches to half time, but you're doing all the team things, you start to go, well, if I can pump this to 20, I'm probably going to be picked next week. And that's what happens with young sides. Young kids are going into self-preservation mode. If it is this early in the season, it's going to be a mighty long one for the Hawks.
I don't think they're at sort of Carlton, Brendan Bolton levels yet, but can you take...
Well, that performance isn't too much...
Too far off.
Yeah, too dissimilar to what happened.
Can you take us back to that time? What is it? What are the 24 hours like? What is the mood in the room when you go in on a Monday? How does the player feel?
You know the worst thing about it, and I had to explain this to Natasha every week when I'd come home and be flat as a shit carter's hat, for one of a better expressions. It's like preparing for a big presentation, and this is sort of, you know, to the corporate world that she works.
Yep.
And every week you get yourself up, you're going to do the best job you can, you've done all your preparation, you're going to go in there and nail it, and you get up in front of everyone and you just flunk. You hit the skids, it's horrible, it's the worst. And then you know what you got to do? You front up Monday, and then you've got to get it all back together, put the presentation together again, you get yourself right, finely tuned, all right, this one's going to be better. And the same process occurs. It is deflating. Mentally, it's shocking. You know, as I say, the anxiety when you know you're rocking up the training and you're not going to enjoy it because it's going to be contested footies, mouth guards in, 400s in between.
Hurting each other.
Yeah, and just, you know, that in general. You don't enjoy it. And find a mental edge rather than a physical one.
And now it'll be interesting to see how Sam Mitchell handles it, because it is his third season. For the first time, he would be starting to feel the pressure of the results. And it sounded like in his press conference, and the concern for me listening to him was, it's all phases. It's not like you can just work on one area during the week and be better next week. He's now going, our mids are getting absolutely annihilated. Our defence aren't getting... that was their strength. They were strong in that area at the back half of last year. Their defence is just leaking goals and not solid enough. And the forward line, through some injuries that Stevie touched on, are missing some personnel. So they're trying to make shift. But even you look now at Marbiel Chol and you start to question, is that the right player that we need for our football club? And all those sorts of things mean that there's a lot of work ahead of them, not just this season, but going forward.
Is it now that we start to question, Mark, what, you know, the way he went about it from the beginning as coach? Because most good coaches, most successful teams start by going in and saying, let's fix up the defense first.
Mm-hmm.
Let's teach defense, let's teach contested ball, and then off the back of that, we'll generate our attack, and then we'll work on that, whichever way it may be.
But they were big ball
for
movement.
For them, they went straight into ball movement, and everyone thought, well, this is Sam Mitchell, this is a new age coach, maybe this is the way of the future. And it just hasn't quite worked for him, has it?
And we saw with Clarko last year with North, when he had his opportunities, they went from getting obliterated to an average losing margin of around 30 points because it was defense first. And yes, you're not going to win too many games playing like that, but for the long-term betterment of the group, that seems, and traditionally, that's the best way to go about it.
Stevie J, what about, take us back to 2006. So you guys had a lot of talent. You were, tipped to go on and do great things. And when it didn't happen for you that year, and even the start of, is it the start of 2007, you had the first couple of games. How did Bomber handle those setbacks and those losses? What did you guys do in the week to try and atone and respond?
Well, we were a mediocre team in 2006 with a very talented list.
That's
and we
right.
knew individually that we weren't getting the best out of ourselves. So we had to look in the mirror firstly. But we also had to improve our leadership, and Tom Harley come on board. We took the leading teams approach. Everyone took their feedback on board. And initially the start of the 2007 season wasn't panning out the way we wanted, and Bomber was under pressure, but he actually was pretty staunch in the way he wanted us to play. He stuck to his guns, and we were able to work through it. But we had so many great leaders in our group that were ready to emerge, whereas I look at his Hawthorn team and I say, you know, who are their leaders? I mean, even Sicily, he's the captain, and you sometimes question the way he goes about it.
Mm-hmm.
So how's he then go to the next player and try and say, you know, you've got to be better here when he's not doing, you know, everything he possibly can to be the best possible captain as well?
When you watch him go about it, though, he's a great player. He's somebody, but even on game day, he's somebody who's trying to be the one who plays the team role regardless. So if he's getting sat on, he'll still try and figure out a way to... or one, cop it without, you know, rolling off and getting himself involved in the game in different ways, rather than sort of the impact that he could have if he went to self. Outside of that, though, you've got little Dylan Moore, who's a real trier, and he's continuing to grow in that sort of phase. But the difference between you guys in 2006 is you had emerging stars with some old ones as well. That Hawthorn list at the minute is completely different to the problem and predicament you found yourselves in.